Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Oh, hi, g'day. My name is Anthony. I hope I haven't talked too late, but I called up yesterday about getting two snakes in to have a look at.
Okay, were you hoping for today or...?
They said that I could probably get in 3:30 today at the latest.
Okay, those appointments have been taken, unfortunately. If you could get here at 2, I could definitely get you in at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
Yep.
Yeah, that'll be fine. I think one of them's actually quite a bit sick. So,
oh, dear.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, have we seen you here before, Anthony?
No, they're literally... We've only had them since Saturday.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, let me just grab some details. What's your surname, Anthony?
McWherter.
McWherter, was it?
Yes.
Yep, can you spell that one for me?
M-C-W-H.
Yep.
I-R-T-E-R.
Okay, and your email address, Anthony?
Is anthony.mcWherter.
Yep.
84.
Yep.
@gmail.com.
Excellent. And is this the best contact number to call you on?
Yes. Oh, I have a question for you as well, sorry.
Yep.
Do you guys do Afterpay?
Yes, we do.
Oh, fantastic.
Excellent. And what's your address there, Anthony?
46.
Yep.
Victory. Drive,
yep,
in Griffin.
And what's the name of the first snake?
One is Oreo, like the biscuit.
And what breed of snake is Oreo?
They're both jungle pythons.
Jungle. And do you know approximately how old Oreo is?
I believe they were hatched late January last year. Sorry, not last year, this year, sorry.
This year?
Last year.
Sorry, 11 months, that would be about. And do you know if Oreo is definitely male or female?
We don't know, so that's what the lady yesterday said, that they do that for us today as well.
Yeah, okay. And what's the address? Sorry, the name of the second one.
Chip.
And same age? Are they same clutch?
Yeah, they're both. Yeah. I believe they're pretty much the same age. Sorry, this is the first I've been able to step out of a graduation thing today.
No, that's okay. All right. Okay. Now, which one is not doing 100%? Is it Oreo or Chip?
Oreo, yeah. It sounds like it's raspy and it sometimes blows a bubble.
Okay.
So from what I've Googled, it sounds like it's a respiratory infection or something like that.
Yeah. Is Chip doing the same thing?
No. So they're in separate tanks with their own equipment and everything, and they're not seen together.
Yeah, okay.
They have nothing together, but I don't know. So...
Sure. And Chip's a health check?
Yes. So, yeah, I was told yesterday that I could get one spec for 55, or that's included in the health check. So I I'll get both of them a health check.
Both, yeah, good idea. Okay, so they gave you the costs of what the health checks were and everything yesterday?
I think it was like 170 or 179.
For the first one, yep, and the second one will be...
Yep, and the second one was 144.
Yeah, 144, that's right.
Yeah.
And then plus or minus any medications if it's required for Oreo.
Is the medication very expensive? Sorry, I just...
Generally, it's injections with generally it's injections with these guys. Just depends on the size of them and the weight as to what the injection would be. But maybe I can't even give you an estimate. Maybe about $50-$60 potentially.
Okay, sorry, I'm sitting here thinking like hundreds of.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, if we need to do viral testing or anything like that, that would be a couple of hundred there to do viral testing if that's required. But we'll give you an estimate if that is what's discussed, and then you can make a decision whether you want to go ahead with that.
All right. Yep. So do you need to do testing before you give an antibiotic or anything, or is it
just if they need to know the specific antibiotic, viral testing I'm talking about is like adeno, sunshine virus, things like that for snakes. If they need to do culture testing, if there's obviously a discharge and stuff, if they require culturing for the specific antibiotic, then that's a couple of $100. But they will go through that with you, and you make the decision whether or not you want to go through with that. Definitely they will talk to you about costs.
Yeah. Oh, they're from a breeder that doesn't he's got all his snakes in isolation.
Yeah, sure.
Either way, we'll see, yeah.
Not a problem. Well, Anthony, I've made the appointment at 2 o'clock. You might get two emails saying one's at 2 and one's at 2:40. Just disregard that they're both at 2 o'clock. And I've just sent through an email also with a questionnaire. If you can fill that out as best as you can, you just need to fill out the one for both of them and just put some details as much as you can about heating, lighting, things with the enclosure set up would definitely help. If they've happened to have gone to the toilet and it's not dry and hard, just pop it into a Ziploc bag with no paper, bring it along.
I think
we will.
They're all dry. They're due to be fed today, this afternoon, tonight.
Yep.
So
yeah. That's all part of the health check. So if they do one, obviously after you've been here and you can get it down to us, we will test it just to make sure there's no internal parasites.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's all booked in then for 2 o'clock then this afternoon.
Okay. Thank you.
Not a problem. We'll see you then.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.